Okay, so let's talk about now how not to quit. I can safely say, by me having public mental breakdowns on social media and still showing up, I am probably one of the best people to give this advice. Because as much as, you know, a lot of people give motivational speeches and stuff like that, not that I'm being bitter, but I have never seen anyone publicly break down and be honest as much as me. I think I will be documenting my journey to success from day one onwards, and that will be an incredible to look back on and to show my kids. And the thing is, even if you get your goals or not, it is all about the journey. And I am just so proud of who I've discovered. I actually really am. But I will say, right, how not to quit. First things first, you need to accept when you start anything. Because a lot of people, when they start a goal, they start on a high and they expect it to always be that easy. It's not. You need to just understand, wow, this is going to suck. This is going to take every single part of you. And who you are the day when you commit to that goal and who you will be after you get the goal can be two completely different people. So you just need to understand, like, some days you're going to fucking crush your shit. It's going to feel easy. You're going to feel like you're made for it. Other days, it's going to be the hardest thing you'll ever do in your blinking life. Like, it took me 6 hours to put on a pair of underwear today, okay? And now I'm recording these podcasts for you. So you just need to understand, sometimes you just need to, I don't know, like, change your tactics and plans. So for example, normally I wake up, I put motivational speeches on and I journal. I don't know, maybe after like 2 years of doing this, I've never ever had so much resistance from myself. So I literally just put like chart hits on. And this is why I will say, sometimes, you know, you just need to understand, quitting is all about your energy. So you probably got really low energy. So you got to do what you need to do to pipe that up. Okay, so mine would be like blasting music and dancing around for 30 minutes if I don't care. So, for example, like David Goggins say, you got to let your mediocre part of your brain think that it's winning. Then all of a sudden, turn left on it when it thinks you're going to go right, you know. Be like, okay, right, yeah, we're not going to bother journaling today, listen to speeches. Let's just listen to music. Then, boom, you got higher energy. You already feel like, you know, you've created that motivation by getting that energy up. And then all of a sudden, you do what you need to do. So just understand, it's going to be longer and music may not get you there. So you need to get something, whatever brings up that energy for you. But obviously, you know, always put like a little time frame on it. You know, don't spend hours and hours. So for example, if you're like, oh, but playing my game gets my energy up. Yeah, but you know, something that gets your energy up and then you get fully in, you know, like, engrossed in it is pretty not good. Like, dancing around your room is not gonna last like all day long, because obviously your energy levels. So just think of that. I hope it really helps. Have an amazing Monday. Understand every goal, you know, to be great, it isn't easy, and that's the whole point of it. That's why you will be great. So embrace the negative emotions, they're part of it. I promise you. See ya.